And that represented the blood of the Lamb, which would be prophetic of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I think it's interesting that it was a door. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's talking about the door of our heart, folks. That's where he comes in. It's our spirit. He enters into there. And you have to lay him, you have to have that blood on there. And it has to be his blood. You can't go back to rituals and it cover anything. This is not a ritual. We do it whenever we want. That's why Jesus said, whenever you want to do it, do it. But when you do it remembering why. Why I came. Why I was born as a helpless human being. And the second that I was born, people were trying to kill me. That's what Herod wanted. And so he had a purpose in his life to go through. And then he culminated it right there and he said, whenever you do this remembering that I paid for the victory. I paid for your overcoming of death, overcoming of fear. Right now, the greatest thing in this planet that is running rampant is fear. Everybody is afraid. And you cannot turn on the paper, turn on your news reports without hearing more fear. You have more speculation. I can speculate till the cows come home. And it doesn't mean a thing because we just don't know. I told you last week, live your life because you don't know when your last is. Don't be bound up in fear, afraid of everything. And Jesus had this opportunity right then. As we know later on, he would go to the garden. And you know what came over him? Fear. That's exactly what was trying to come over him. Fear is our worst enemy, period. It doesn't matter if we're talking real war or if we're talking spiritual war. It is our worst enemy. Fear will keep you from succeeding. Fear will keep you from failing. Well, I'm afraid to be poor. Well, I've been there. It's as Paul said, I've been wealthy and I've been broke. It's better to be wealthy. It's better to have some money. So fear can be a motivating factor as well, but it is also something not to let overcome you. And Jesus said, if it is all possible, Lord, let this cup pass from me. And he didn't hear anything from heaven. There was no, I got plan B right here, Jesus. Just hang on. See, you need to understand, plan B did not end well for us. Every human being that was on the earth would have been destroyed. I don't understand the timing. Not going to pretend to understand the timing. And anybody says that they do understand the timing, I'm going to be a little baffled because there's nothing in the Word about why it's been 2,000 years. Don't know. Don't care. I believe in my heart that there is a God above who loves me and that He sent His Son to redeem me from something that I fully do not understand why it's even there, but I do understand there are principles at play. There are things that we don't know about. Things that there are no written records. And if there were written records, would we believe them anyhow? I know what I've seen God do. And that's why I believe. I don't believe that God wants trouble for us. But He knows it's coming. And He has equipped us. And this is one of the ways, is to remember the covenant that we have, because none of us are perfect. The first person tells you they're perfect other than a joke, you better walk away. Because they lie. There is no truth in them. Y'all remember Norman Greenbaum, right? This song, I'm not a sinner, I've never sinned, but I've got a friend in Jesus. Spirit in the sky, right? Never sinned. Well, and that's what I didn't understand. But it's the fact that we were born into sin. We are born into sin, and therefore we need the redemption by Jesus Christ. So when we do this, we are remembering, I'm redeemed. My children can be redeemed. There's some other things. We bring Isaiah 55 into this, or 53 into this. And it says, and by his stripes they were healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we can be healed. Do we always get healed when we pray over people? No. Let's be honest. Okay, let's quit spreading lies and calling it faith. There's reasons why and why not, and I don't understand them. You know, one of the things I wasn't really taken aback, but when I picked up Miss Gloria the other day from the hospital, and she's sitting back there, and she said, "Well, I thought I was invincible, but I guess I'm not." And you know what? There are people that have walked around a nothing. Other people end up in the hospital. Where was their faith? Well, they were low in faith. Who are you to judge somebody else's faith? Were you walking their road? First off, let's quit judging people. Nowhere does the Bible tell us to judge, but it does say if we do judge, we need to judge ourselves first with the same judgment we use. So if I'm going to be critical of Pat over something, I got to be critical over Art over the same things. And that new covenant brought that about. Can you imagine how the temple smelled, folks? We all see this glorious temple. It was a slaughterhouse. How many remember the slaughterhouse south of Columbus off of 71? I knew right where I was. I wasn't even big enough to see over the car out the car window yet. But because, well, we didn't have air conditioning until I was in my teens. We always had the windows rolled down. You go through there in the summer, I knew right where I was at. Yep, there's the slaughterhouse. It stinks. The blood, the stench of blood. Blood has a smell. The temple would have smelled like that as well. One end of the temple, one side of the courtyard, you've got all this blood and animals being slaughtered. The other side smells like a barbecue. A little conflicting in my opinion. I remember working at one of the horde plants back in the day, and I worked late into the night after everybody had left, and to get rid of the dead carcasses, they would throw them in a roaster. Like, oh man, smells like a pig picking out here. I'm kind of hungry. It invoked the wrong things. But we don't have the smell of the stench of blood in our midst anymore. Even the day Jesus Christ was crucified, the blood would have had a stench. Because it wasn't just his blood. He had two thieves beside him, and there might have been more than likely others with them. They kind of like to do this stuff in mass. Proves a point. And so when all that blood was there, and his cross wasn't necessarily a new cross. They hoisted him up. Who knows who else died on that thing? So it would have stunk. But he paid the price so we can come together. We get to worship him. We get to get up. We get to. I don't want to get up. Well, you just stay down and die. There's your options. You either get up and praise him, or you can stay down and die. I get it. It's not everybody's song. It sure is mine. And I'm the one you need to have motivated. We got a few other people there. Oh, yeah. I love to get up. But you know what? glorious day ministered to me as well. Amen. These songs, you need to understand the power of what we do. And I'm losing my earpiece. It's twisting. That's what happens when you get a haircut. One little hair might have been holding that on all that time. So we have a whole new covenant with Jesus Christ. Not only are we redeemed, but we can also go to Him straight to the Father, straight to the giver of life because of this. What we're about to do just pays homage to that. We remember it. And I hope that as we do this today, that you really are paying attention to what the elements that are there. Yeah, it's a simple piece of bread. Yes, it's a little bit of Welch's grape juice. But it represents something else. You know, it was pretty cool to hear Jesse come out, you know, from a different branch. I know about the Marine uniforms. I know what everything represents on a Marine uniform. And then Jesse coming in, he's talking about it's got so many loops, it's got so many buttons, it's got anchors here. And he talked about his uniform, and there's representations. His uniform that he got married in had, was it 13 buttons? Has these 13 buttons on the front, but it's got a zipper. It just pays homage to the day when their trousers were buttoned, and the 13 goes back to the 13 colonies. So when you think about all of that, everything, we had 7 belt loops on our uniforms. You know why there's 7? There's 7 C's. We have all this. The Marines have the red stripe down the sides of their trousers. It represents blood. It's called a blood stripe. So when we come into the body of Christ, this bread, this wine, it represents the blood and the body of Christ. We have become the body of Christ here on the earth. And when we love other people, they have the same opportunity to find out who Jesus is. But I unfortunately think a lot of people have run into a Jesus that Jesus wouldn't recognize because they're judgmental, they're critical. They do not believe in actually letting other people live. It's their way or the highway. And I kind of get that. We get that, like that, don't we? It's my way or it's the highway. Well, I've come to find out my way was kind of stupid a few times. Yeah. Yeah, my way is just filled with self-righteousness, so you might as well walk away from it. But understand that God created a way that we all can know Jesus in a way that we understand. Isn't that neat? You say, well, you mean there's many ways to God? No, I said there's one way. It's Jesus Christ. But God is so multifaceted. I can see God one way. Joe will see God another way. Pat will see God from this point of view. There will be things that just stand out to them because of who they are and because of their backgrounds. So that's what Jesus came to do. He said, not only am I going to send the heavenly spirit, the spirit that floods the whole heavens down to dwell in you, but I'm going to introduce you to my daddy. Who's the first person you want to see? Well, oh, I'm going to see my granddad. I want to see God. And Jesus is going to be there. And he said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. So I will see them both in the same person. My goal is not to get to heaven and see my grandfather, although I pray they're all there. Right now, I'm only running maybe one. But I pray that they are there. But I really would rather see Jesus and have him say, well done. Not, you know, I made a new covenant for you and you didn't understand it. You chose rather to live by a legalistic system that even I said doesn't work. So if I could have my ushers come forward. You know, this is why we prayed for those first thing this morning. It was something we had to do. My voice is even stronger now. You can ask my family. There's been days I've been like, this is it. This is all I got. But I'm telling you, there's an anointing that happens. Plus, a little bit of power does not hurt. But there's an anointing that comes over us when we are called to do something. And I want you to understand, part of that comes from the tradition that we hold so near and dear, of partaking of communion. So let's all stand. I will get out of the way. And Mr. Richard, I will ask you to lead the way. Okay.
Your righteousness.
night, Jesus picked up the bread after they had already been eating. He broke it. He said, "This is my body that will be broken for you. Take it and eat of it." Let's partake. Heavenly Father, we thank you to be a part of that body of Christ. Father, we thank you that he was bruised. He was beaten. Father, his hair was pulled out of his face. They did this in detest of you. Father, we are grateful to be a part of that body. And then he picked up the chalice. He held it up and he said, "This is my blood that will be poured out for you. It'll be poured out for a new covenant. When you drink, remember what I've done." Let's partake. And now, Father, we are thankful. We are grateful, Lord, for what you've done. We are grateful, Father, for what Jesus has done, Father, that we may receive the redemption into our lives. Father, and for those who may be struggling at the sound of my voice about this, Lord, I pray that you help them to solidify they are sanctified once and for all. Lord, I thank you and praise you that your power is moving. I ask you, Lord, right now to move in redeeming people's minds. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we go, we'll not see some of you until next year. Y'all knew it was coming. Don't make any stupid resolutions that you have no intentions of keeping. Jesus said something real simple. He said, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." Don't make promises of things you can't keep. Paul said, don't say next year we'll be in this city and we're going to do this, this, and this. He said, say it rather like this: if it's the Lord's will, next year we will be in this city. Nothing happened in 20 that God didn't know about. So he allowed it. Nothing happened in 21 that God didn't know about. And nothing is going to happen in 22 that he doesn't know about. As you proceed next for your new coming year, I pray of all the things that you try to seek, seek his face. Seek to know who God is. Don't try to know God through me, through your wife, through your children. I pray that God becomes such an integral part of your life, you can't breathe without him. You got to know what he wants you to do. That seems to be the biggest thing that I'm having to help people with is to understand you got to do what God wants for you, not for somebody else. We all have a call. It's just in different areas. My call is not to travel the world. My call was to you. I have come to that conclusion. God has shut my door, that door on my toes too many times. And I'm tired of getting my toes caught in the door. So I just won't push on it anymore. But God has things for you. They're scary, I'll tell you right now. It's scary. It's like standing out on the edge of that cliff. You've got the zip line in your hand. All you got to do is lean forward and go with it. And off to the races you go. Are you going to lean forward? I went rappelling in the Philippines. And I climbed the cliff. And then I wanted to go down a new way. I'm like, I've gone down it. I'm going to show how brave I am. I'm going to go down Australian style. Anybody know what Australian style is? It's face first. It's where you lean forward and you go down the cliff. It's one thing to put your butt first. It's another thing when you lean forward. And you got to wait for that rope to pull tight. And we just did it on a short cliff. I think it was only maybe a little bit about as high as this wall is, maybe, to practice. And the first time I got up there, and I leaned forward, and I got about halfway, and my knees buckled. Let me tell you something you don't do in front of 200 other Marines is show fear. So I had to suck it back up and go down that cliff. Now, you'd think that I would have thought about that before I went to the 200 plus. I forget what it was. Now I know it wasn't 200 because I remember looking down and thinking, dear God, what did I do? And I had to go down the front of that cliff face first with my brake hand over here and my rifle right here. And I had to act as motivated as the nut job beside me who was running. But you want to know something? It was scary. It was terrifying. I'm not going to lie. But when I got to the bottom, it was so exhilarating of what I'd just done. And I'm here to tell you, that's the way it is with God. If you aren't scared, there's a problem. You aren't doing something right. Because you have to be out of charge. You've got to be out of control with God. He's got to have the reins. All you got to do is lean forward. The rope's attached to you. It'll hold. And you can slow it down and go at the pace you need to go, but you've got to get over that breaking point. Once you go over the breaking point, you're on your way. Trust Him. Trust Him this year. You know, we got new adventures happening right now. We got Jesse and Addie. There's so many other things that God has for everybody. It's going to be a great year. I don't care what comes at us. It's going to be great. Not because God told me it's going to be great, because I'm declaring that no matter what comes our way, whether it's hell or high water, it's going to be great. We're going to see the hand of God move miraculously. We're going to see His power move in this planet if we trust Him. Amen? Well, let's bow our heads and I will dismiss you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we are grateful. We thank You, Lord, for Your mercy, Your kindness, for Your love. Lord, we go boldly into next year. Father, not that Saturday, Friday night means a hill of beans in Your timeline, but in ours, for some reason, it does. So right now, Lord, as we go forth, each day we trust You, Father. And I know each day You are there magnifying what You've done for us. I pray now, Lord, that as we go not only from this place today, but as we go forward into 2022, Lord, that Your power will be felt. Your presence will be felt instead of the presence of evil. Now, Father, I bless these people. Lord, I thank You that Your healing touch is on them, Your power, Your anointing, and Your love is over them. Lord God, it is infiltrating every part of their body, and everything they touch will be blessed because of it. In Jesus' name, amen.